我能不能还是请求弟兄姊妹尽量往前面坐
？We still ask brothers sisters to move up to the front.
我们坐的集中一点。
So we are not so scattered.
让主的同在清楚的显明在我们的中间。
Let the presence of the Lord clearly manifest in the midst of us.
感谢主这一次给我们周末有几次一同聚集在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that gave us this weekend. We have few times to gather before His feet.
昨天晚上我们开始和大家一同来思想历代至上。
Last night we started to meditate together about First Chronicle.
历代至上，我刚才吃饭的时候问一位姊妹，问她熟不熟。
I asked a sister during dinner that if you are familiar with First Chronicles.
她告诉我说不太熟。
She told me I'm not so familiar.
我们知道这一段的圣经，在旧约圣经里面有它的地位和重要性。
We know that this part of the book in the Old Testament has its position and also importance.
一般的，读圣经的人都公认了这一卷书是文士以斯拉所写的。
Most of the Bible scholars they agree that this is written by the scribe Ezra.
我们知道文士以斯拉是一个通晓神话语的人。
We know that scribe Ezra is very familiar with God's words.
他也是一位爱神并且爱神的儿女的人。
And also he loves God as well as loves God's children.
他所处的那个时代，当时神的儿女们最大的需要。
The most important necessity back then with his period.
就是他们愿意因着爱神的缘故回到他们的故土耶路撒冷去重建神的殿。
It's for those group of people because they love God, so therefore they were willing to return to their homeland, Jerusalem, to rebuild God's temple.
他们盼望能够在耶路撒冷再重新把神该得的敬拜和侍奉献给神。
They hope to once again offer up the service and worship that's due to God back unto Him.
但是这一般被掳归回的人，他们大部分的人是没有见过原来圣殿的光景。
But for those who return from captivity, most of them did not see the condition of temple back then.
他们虽然有心要侍奉神，但是他们却不知道该如何来侍奉。
Although they had a heart to serve God, but they did not know how.
我不晓得我们在座很多爱主弟兄姊妹是不是我们也有这个问题。
I don't know if many of us who love the Lord also have the same problem.
我这些年有机会到不同的地方和许多亲爱的弟兄姊妹相聚。
During those years, I have chance to go to different places to gather together with beloved brothers and sisters.
我实在非常感谢主，好多年轻弟兄姊妹爱主，他们愿意好好的学习侍奉主。
I'm so thankful to the Lord. There are so many young brothers and sisters. They love the Lord and they are willing to learn how to serve Him.
甚至有人放下了职业，愿意在神的家中来进功用。
Some of them even lay down their jobs and willing to serve their function in God's house.
我常常听见弟兄姊妹们很真诚地问，我们现在是一个服侍的人，但是我不知道该怎么要做什么，该怎么做。
I often hear brothers and sisters sincerely ask that, although I'm the one who serves God, but I don't know how to do it.
有的人就凭着自己的热心就往前去了。
Some people by their own zealous they go forward.
有的人因着别人的一些的鼓舞和激励，他就去做一些事情。
Or some do things according to others' encouragement.
有的时候是因为看见别人这样做，所以我也这样做。
Or some others just copy what other people do.
我们昨天晚上曾经讲到，我们的神是一位非常有讲究的神。
Last night we talked about our God is very particular God.
他对于他的家该怎么样的安排，他是非常有讲究的。
He's very particular about how to arrange his own house.
就是他的儿女们到他的跟前来，怎样亲近他，怎样服侍他，神心中都有一定的 旨意的。
God has his set purpose for his children to come before him, how to draw close to him and how to serve him.
但是对于以斯拉所生活的那个时代，这些被掳归回的以色列百姓。
But for those Israel people back in Ezra's time who returned from captivity,
对于神所要的那个敬拜和侍奉，他们心里面是模糊的。
They were really unfamiliar with the service and worship that God seeks after.
他们是有热心，或者他们里面呢也有一些在巴比伦所看见的拜外邦神、拜偶像的那些情况。
They had zeals in their heart, and or also they saw what the idol worship in Babylon.
那些也很虔诚，那些外表上仪文上面看起来也非常庄严的。
They were also religious and also seems very ceremonial.
很可能他们就有一些这样的意念，我们在耶路撒冷是不是也可以这样做？
It might be they had such thought that can we do the same way in Jerusalem?
这就是文士以斯拉受主的托付写历代志上下的原因。
That was the reason for scribe Ezra to be entrusted by God to write the first and second chronicles.
我们知道照着出身来讲，以斯拉他是大祭司的后代。
According to birth, Ezra was the descendant of high priest.
在大祭司的家里面，凡是男孩子从幼年就要熟读神的话语，摩西的律法。
For all the sons in high priest's house, ever since they were young, they have to clearly, very thoroughly read the law of Moses.
他们必须要明白神律法里面的意义。
They have to totally understand the meaning of God's law.
他们也学习在神的面前祷告。
And they learn to pray before God.
因为他们到了二十岁的时候，就要进圣殿里面去做实习生。
Because when they reach the age of 20 years old, they have to go into the temple of God to become an internship.
在圣殿里面十年的学习，到三十岁的时候，他们才能正式的进公用。
To learn 10 years in the temple until they are 30 years old, then they can start to function.
但是以斯拉是出生在巴比伦的。
But Ezra was born in Babylon.
那个时候没有圣殿。
And back then had no temple.
顶多有会堂。
Mostly there was synagogue.
但是我相信他的家人是敬虔的。
But I trust that his family members, they were godly.
他的父亲从小就照着他该受的属灵的教育培养他。
His father nourished him, educate him according to the spiritual education.
可能在他非常早年的时候，神就感动他的心，他定志寻求考察神的话语。
It might be that ever since he was very young, that he set his heart to search and understand God's word.
弟兄姊妹，很多人侍奉主喜欢在外面跑。
Many people serve the Lord like to go out to different places.
喜欢被人看见。
Would like to be seen by people.
喜欢做一些我们所谓的具体的侍奉事物。
Would like to serve something that
tangible.
Something tangible.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是很少人能够定下心来说，主，我愿意在你的话语中受教。
But very few people have set their heart to say that I would definitely like to learn from your word.
以斯拉在被掳之地，他就是这样一个心智的年轻人。在主面前成长。
Ezra, he is such a young man who has such heart, grow up in the land of captivity.
所以等到神的儿女们有需要的时候，神能够借着他来满足那个时代的需要。
So when God's children have the need, God can through him to fulfill the need of that generation.
就是他能够把过去神怎样在以色列国中间历史中的带领和作为记载下来。
That he was able to record what God has led and worked among all the past Israelite history.
借着这一段的历史来讲述神对于他儿女们敬拜上面的心意。
Through this history, he can talk about God's will for
his
children's worship.
所以有人告诉我们说，从历代志上下，我们就会看出以斯拉是一个认识神心意有意向的人。
So people tell us that from 1st and 2nd Chronicles, we can see that Ezra is someone who understands God's will and who have vision.
弟兄姊妹，今天在世界上，在社会中，我们知道任何一个正常的团体，他们都需要有他们的宗旨的。
We know that in society and the world today, any normal organization, they have to have their purpose.
我有一次去 Houston 遇见一位弟兄，他创办了一个公司。
Once I went to Houston, met a brother, and he started a company.
他带我去参观他们的公司。
He took me to go to visit the company.
很漂亮的一栋办公楼。
The beautiful building, office building.
那个房子一进去到 lobby, 墙上面就一个很漂亮的牌子。
牌子。
一个 plaque.
As soon as we enter the lobby, there's a very beautiful plaque.
上面写着 our mission.
It says our mission.
弟兄姊妹们，他让每一个员工进去，每天都看，这是我来这里上班的目的。
He let each employee to go there to see this every day as their they so they know that's a purpose for their coming to work.
弟兄姊妹，不仅我们知道神呼召我们的目的是什么。
Brothers, sisters, not only that we know the purpose of our calling,
并且以斯拉借着过去的历史。告诉我们达到那条目的的道路。
But Ezra through the past history tell us the way to reach that purpose.
所以这次我们和弟兄姊妹交通历代至上，我们用这个题目叫做神所寻找的侍奉。
So this time as we share First Chronicles, we use this topic, the worship, the service that God seeks after.
或者说我们神所要的那个侍奉。
Or the service which God wants.
昨天晚上我们从第一章到第九章讲到神对于侍奉的人非常重视他们是从什么生命的源头来侍奉。
Last night from chapter 1 through 9, we talk about God really concerns what is the source of the life for those who serve.
因为我们每一个蒙恩得救属神的儿女。
For each one of us who are saved by grace, who belong to God.
在我们肉身的里面呢，都有两个生命。
In our flesh, there are two lives.
一个生命呢，是从我们父母那里得着，那是人或者是亚当后代的那个生命。
One of the life is what we receive from our parents. That's from the descendants of Adam.
那是被仇敌借着罪玷污的一个生命。
And that's a corrupted life that's being corrupted by Satan.
是神所弃绝所不要的生命。
What God has cast out and does not want.
在这个生命里面也想要寻找神，也想要去敬拜神。
But in this life, they still would like to seek God and worship Him.
我们如果用这个生命想要去寻找神，那我们就活在宗教的里面。
If we use this life to seek God, then we live in religion.
那是神不看的。
That's what God.
不论你多热心
，regardless of how zeal you are.
你多奉献牺牲自己
，or how much you offer yourself and sacrifice.
或者做出多大的场面工作
，or have such great work.
在神的眼中，神都不看，没有价值。
In God's eyes, it's without value.
但是当我们蒙恩得救了以后。我们从天上得着了一个新的生命。
But after we receive the grace, we are saved by grace. We receive the life from heaven.
这个生命，神乃是给我们的，乃是他儿子，我们主耶稣基督自己做我们的生命。
And for this life, God has given us His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Himself, to be our life.
神所要的侍奉，乃是我们在这个新生命的里面所带给神的服事。
What God seeks after is that we serve Him in this new life.
所以从家谱里面我们看见了，我们的侍奉，我们该留意自己是在哪一个生命的里面来服侍主。
So from genealogy, we have to pay attention from which life we serve Him.
因为我们习惯于我们自己的天性。
Because we are so used to our own nature.
我们做很多事情呢，不用想。我们的天性就出来了。
There are many things we do without thinking on our nature.
但是我们刚刚讲到我们的天性呢，原来是被罪玷污的，是神所不要的。
But actually, our nature has been corrupted by sin and not wanted by God.
甚至我们信主，我们爱主以后，我们侍奉主，很多时候还是凭着我的旧的天性出来的。
Even after we believe the Lord and although we love Him, but when we serve Him, it's still coming out of our natural self.
所以我们看见以斯拉借着家谱提醒当时的以色列百姓。
So we see Ezra through genealogy remind the Israelite people back then.
我们看见神不要的那个也在我们的里面，我们需要把它弃绝。
We see what God does not want is still in us, which we should cast out.
唯有在基督里的新生命中出来的侍奉，才是有价值的。
Only the service that comes out of the new life in Christ that is valuable.
才是蒙神悦纳的服事。
And that's the service acceptable by God.
今天晚上我们要往前和弟兄姊妹一同交通第二个题目。
Tonight we will go forward and share the second main point.
我们可以看见历代志上啊，整个好像他中心的点是集中在大卫的身上。
We see the entire First Chronicle, its focal point is on David.
就是连他的家谱一开头的时候，一从犹大支派讲起的时候，就讲到大卫家的家谱。
Even in genealogy, starting from the tribe of Judah, then it talk about the genealogy of David.
因为呢，在旧约的历史中呢，大卫的一生有一个正面的意义。
Because in the Old Testament history, the entire life of David has a very positive meaning.
就是从他的身上和他一生的生活中，把神的心意的正面的表达出来。
That is the positive manifestation through his entire life.
神要在他儿女们中间掌权，建立他的国度。
God would like to reign among his children and build up his kingdom.
那么神得着了一个和他心意的人，凡事上面要遵行神的旨意。
And God has gained someone who does everything according to his heart and everything he follows his will.
那个人就是大卫。
And that person was David.
所以啊，历代至上呢，以斯拉把众人的注意力都摆在大卫的身上。
So in First Chronicles, Ezra put everybody's attention on David.
今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹交通的，就是以色列百姓呢，所有的十二个支派的人。
What I would like to share with you tonight is that for all the 12 tribes in Israel,
他们都一同到了希伯伦，要高大卫做以色列国的君王。
They came together to Hebron to anoint David to be the king, to make him the king of Israel.
这一次我和大家交通我的分段呢，这一段是从历代志上第十章到第十六章。
This part is from chapter 10 of First Chronicles until chapter 16.
啊，为着我们熟悉一下这一段的内容，我简单的把纲要提一提。
So I would just like to mention the outline to make us familiar with it.
第一件事情是在第十章里面记载扫罗的战死，他在战争中死亡了。
So the first thing is recorded in chapter 10. It was recorded about Saul was dead in battle.
然后呢，神就把国归给大卫。
Then God gave the kingdom to David.
然后到第十一章讲到的以色列人在希伯伦高大卫做他们的王。
And chapter 11 talks about Israelites anointing David to be their king in Hebron.
第十一章第二件事情呢，讲大卫一受膏做以色列王的时候，他就去攻取耶路撒冷。
So the second thing mentioned in chapter 11 is that as soon as David became the king of Israel, that he went to conquer Jerusalem.
他就得着了耶路撒冷做他建国的地方。
And he received Jerusalem to be the place to build up his kingdom.
我们知道在旧约时代生命记呢，神就借着摩西讲到神将来要选择一个地方来作为他的家。
In Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, it talk about that God already told Moses that he would choose a place for his dwelling place.
因为那个时候呢，神的家只是一个帐篷而已。
Because back then, God's house was just a tent.
帐篷就是可以移动的。
Ten was able to be
more. 神好像呢，在人间呢，找不到一个安居的所在。
Because God could not find a place for his rest.
啊，这个地方有人接纳他，他就在这里搭帐篷。
Wherever there was a place that people accept him, then he set up a tent.
到了一个时候呢，他不得不移到另外一个地方。
But then, up to a certain period, then he could not help it but move, continue.
这就是摩西时代以色列人他们和神同行的故事。
That was the story of how Moses and the people back then walked with God.
但是在生命记十二章里面呢，神借着摩西隐约的说出神心中的心意。
But in Deuteronomy chapter 12, through Moses, he talked about God's heart.
他说将来呢，我带你们到我要赐给你们作为产业的那个地方。
He said that one day I will bring you to the place for your inheritance.
我要选择一个地方来安放我的名。
I will choose a place to put my name there.
我的家呢，不再移来移去了。
My house shall no longer be moved around.
但是神却没有告诉以色列人，也没有借着摩西启示那个地方在哪里。
But God did not tell Israelites nor reveal by Moses where that place was.
但是大卫一登基做了以色列的君王，他就去攻打耶路撒冷。
But as soon as David became the king of Israel, he went to conquer Jerusalem.
这是在历代志上第十一章里面的第二件事情。
That was what happened, the second issue in chapter 11.
那么第十一章里面第三段的一段事件就记载帮助大卫得国的勇士。
The third thing mentioned in chapter 11 are those warriors who helped David to get his kingdom.
这好像回到呢大卫还没有做王之前，他在患难中的那一段日子，有一班跟随大卫的人。
It was during the days before David became the king, and when he was in distress, there were a group of people following.
与大卫一同受苦。
Together they suffered with David.
他们把他们所有的能力才干的，都为着大卫得国而摆上。
They offered up all their strength and capability in order to help David receive the kingdom.
第十二章
，Chapter 12，
里面有一段呢，讲到呢，在大卫流离的时候。在患难中跟随大卫的人。
In chapter 12, it talks about those people who followed David when he was wandering around and in tribulation.
这是十二章第一节到二十二节。
That was from verse 1 through 22 in chapter 12.
然后十二章二十三节到四十节，我们看见记载呢，在希伯伦一同来高大卫做王的所有以色列的百姓。
And then in chapter 12, verse 23 until 40, we talk about all those people who came together to Hebron to anoint David as king.
那么到了13章到16章这一段。
From chapter 13 to 16.
大卫登基以后，他完成他为着神的第二个心愿。
After David got on the throne, he fulfilled the will, his second will toward God.
就是他寻找约柜，并且把约柜迎进耶路撒冷。
That was that he seeks after an ark and put the ark of covenant back to Jerusalem.
主若许可，我今天晚上先把这一段和弟兄姊妹交通。
If Lord's willing, I would like to share about this part with brothers and sisters first.
我们知道，以斯拉把大卫做王啊这一段历史告诉被掳归回的人。
We know that Ezra told this history about how David became king to those who returned from captivity.
对今天我们神的儿女们来说，让我们明白了神的心意乃是要他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，在他儿女们中间做王。
For us children of God today, we know that God's will is to have His beloved Son Jesus Christ to be the king over His children.
要让他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。今天来建立国度。
To let his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to build up a kingdom today.
来为神掌权。
And in reign for God.
在第十章里面，我们看见大卫就是预表着要来的基督。
In chapter 10, we see that David is a type of Christ that's to come.
若是要叫基督能够在神的儿女们中间得着地位，能够掌权。
To reign and receive a position. Among God's children,
他的过程就好像要大卫在以色列百姓中呢，十二个支派的人
都来高他做王一样。
Its process is just like the 12 tribes in Israel to come and anoint David as king.
我们知道大卫在很年轻的时候就受膏了。
We know that David already got anointed as king when he was very young.
神已经预备他要来做王了。
God already prepared him to be a king.
但是当时以色列国中呢，已经有一个王了。
But back then, Israelites already had a king.
那个就是扫罗王。
And that was King Saul.
我们知道，一个国度里面不能有两个王的。
We know that in one kingdom there could not be two kings.
所以呢，我们看见大卫受膏以后，他虽然服侍扫罗，而且顺服扫罗。
So we see that after David anointed to be king, that even though he still served Saul and obey him.
但是扫罗呢，给大卫很多的难处，并且。到最后呢，因为嫉妒的缘故，就追赶他。
And but Saul gave David so much difficulties and out of envy that he chased after David.
我们都知道那一段的记载呢，记载在撒母耳记上这一卷书里面。
We know that those were recorded in 1 Samuel.
神借着这个苦难来训练大卫。
Through the suffering, God trained David.
这个训练呢，乃是要将神的性情和性格组织在大卫的身上。
Through this training, God would like to build up God's nature and characteristics on David.
那个性格就是他在凡事上面能够遵行神的旨意，并且来流露神的自己。
This nature is that in all things he was able to obey God's will and also express God himself.
但是要大卫能够真的登上宝座，做以色列国的王。
But in order for David to really be on the throne to be Israelite king,
必须要等到扫罗死了。
Has to wait until Saul died.
我们知道，在大卫呢被追赶的年日中
，We know that during the time David was being chased,
有两次啊，好像扫罗落在了大卫的手中。
There were two times as if Saul was in David's hand.
好，我们如果熟悉那一段历史就知道。
You know that if you're familiar with that.
有一次呢，扫罗带着他的兵啊军队呢来追赶大卫，大卫在山的那一边，他们在这一边跑。
Once that Saul took his army to chase after David, and they were on the both sides of the mountain.
大卫呢，很窘迫。
And David was actually in great distress.
结果呢，扫罗不见了。
And Saul disappeared.
他可能肚子痛要上厕所，他就到一个山洞里面去大解。
It might be that he had to go for diarrhea.
结果被结果呢，跟随大卫的人发现了。
And then someone who followed David,
他们就劝大卫说：“这是耶和华把扫罗交在你的手中，你就可以做王了。”
And they told David, "It's because God has given Saul into your hand, and you could be king."
但是大卫没有做这件事。
But David did not do so.
他跟随他的人一直催他，他就不得不去。
Those who follow him keep pushing him, and so he could not but go.
扫罗在山洞里面呢，完全没有戒备。
And Saul in a cave was really honest.
连大卫进去他都不知道。
He did not even realize David went in.
大卫到那里不敢下手，他就割了扫罗的衣襟一角。
When David entered the cave, he did not dare to do anything to Saul, so he cut off the part of Saul's garment.
圣经记载，他才一割，他心中就自责。
The Bible records that as soon as he cut off part of the garment, his heart pierced.
他感觉不平安 ，his heart smote him. 这个是原文的意思。
His heart smote him, and he did not feel peaceful.
弟兄姊妹，这个是新生命的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, that's the feeling of new life.
今天很多时候，我们用人的智慧，我们甚至说这是神给我的机会，我抓住了，我们一点感觉都没有。
Oftentimes we even thought that this is the chance that God gives us, and we take hold of it, which we don't even feel anything.
但是大卫里面有这个生命，他就是做了一点点，没有伤害到扫罗，但是摸到扫罗的衣襟，他就觉得这个是不对的。
But in David, he had such feeling, even though he did not even harm Saul, only touch his garment, and he realized it was wrong.
因为扫罗呢是神受膏的君王。
Because Saul was the king anointed by God.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫所受的训练。
Brothers and sisters, that was the training for David.
第二次，神又把扫罗交在他手中。
And second time, God once again put Saul into his hand.
那一次啊，大卫根本没有动手。
At that time, God David did not reach out his hand at all.
他最后俯伏在扫罗的面前, 他说你何必追赶我? 愿我们的神在我们中间做判断。
At the end, that he just bowed down before Saul and say that, why do you have to chase after him? May God judge between us.
大卫是一个伏在神的手，神的权柄底下的人。God,
David is someone who was under God's hand and under his authority.
所以到了时候，神把国位交给他。
So at the due time that God gives the kingdom to him.
就是扫罗死在非利士人的手下。
And Saul died in the hands of Philistines.
弟兄姊妹，这在我们今天神的儿女们身上。 有什么意义呢?
So what's the meaning for us, children of God, today?
就告诉我们说,我们里面呢,有两个生命,一个像扫罗一样。
It tells us that we have two life within us, one is like Saul.
另外一个呢,是我们从主那里得着的新生命,像大卫一样。
The other one is the life we receive from the Lord, which is like David.
当扫罗做王的时候,我们看见以色列人都仰望他。
When Saul was the king, we saw all Israelites look upon him.
因为扫罗呢,比别人都高,身量高大。
Because Saul was tall in stature.
而且他瘦高的时候,他很谦卑啊,躲到一个瓦罐里面去躲起来。 好像呢,他觉得自己不配的样子。
And when he got anointed as king, that he was still very humble and even hidden, and he saw he was so unworthy.
所以当时呢,所有的以色列百姓都 都非常的尊重扫罗，佩服扫罗。
So back then, all the Israelites really respect him and honor him.
他们把整个国家的命运都寄望在扫罗的身上。
They put the entire nation onto Saul's hands.
但是这个人却不会听神的声音。
But this person did not know how to hear God's voice.
就是神跟他说了话，他也 不肯遵循神的话语。
Even after God spoke to him, he did not obey God's word.
这就是人的肉体。
That was the flesh of man.
因为人的肉体是不遵循神的话，也不能遵循神的话。
Because man's flesh do not want to obey God's words, nor can they.
人因为呢，宁可靠自己，也不肯，也不会去依靠神。
Man would rather depend on ourselves instead of depend on God.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经验？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have such experience.
我们在没有信主的时候，别人劝我们信主，我们觉得我靠我自己就好了。
Before we believe the Lord, when other people tell us to believe the Lord, we felt we just depend on ourselves.
你要我去靠一位救主，那是软弱的人、失败的人才做这种事。
It's only those weak ones who and the ones who fail will depend on their Savior.
好不容易有一天呢，主在我们身上得胜了，我们降服下来，接受了主。
Finally, when one day our Lord overcomes us and we humble and accept Him.
但是我们开始跟随主、侍奉主，我们还是不能够遵循神的旨意。But
after we start to follow Him and serve Him, we still cannot obey His will.
许多时候碰见事情来，我们还没有祷告，我们就已经有办法了。
Oftentimes that when things happen, even before we pray, we start to do something.
好，我们还没有问主，我们就已经有了意见了。
We haven't even asked the Lord, then we already have our own opinion.
弟兄姊妹，那是什么呢？那就是扫罗。
What is that? That is Saul.
如果基督要在我们身上做王的话，扫罗必须要被除去。
In order for Christ to be king to reign over us, then Saul has to be cast out.
但是不是你我做这件事情。But
it's not done by us.
扫罗最后在失败中，他丧失了生命。
We know that at the end, Saul in his failure, he
大卫为着扫罗过去，他哀哭。And
David wept for Saul.
弟兄姊妹，人的肉体被挪去的时候，Brothers
and sisters, when man's flesh being removed,
叫我们再也不敢信任自己。Then
we no longer can depend on ourselves.
我们对一切属地的、肉身的、眼见的这些我们的盼望，现在我们都失望。 绝望,
and we got totally disappointed in those earthly things and the things we can see.
这个时候啊，基督在我们里面做王的实际才会出现。
And then the reality of Christ being king in us can be revealed.
我们知道扫罗不能为神掌权呢，在两件事情上失败。
We know that Saul failed in two things and showed that he could not reign for God.
在历代志上第10章第13节、14节在这里。 为扫罗一生呢下了两个结论。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14, it made two conclusions for the entire life of Saul.
他说这样扫罗死了，因为他干犯耶和华，没有遵守耶和华的命令。
So Saul died for transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not.
又因他求问交鬼的妇人，没有求问耶和华。
And also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, inquire of the Lord. So let's use those two conclusions to look at the positive things.
若是基督要在教会中，在每一个属他的儿女们身上做王的话，
if Christ would like to be in reign in church and also for all, each one of his children.
第一个我们要看的，我们的生活行为呢，是不是遵循神的话语？
First, we have to look at whether our life, our daily walk is according to God's word.
我们要遵循神的话语，我们当然先要明白神的话语，对不对？
In order to obey God's word, first of all, we have to understand His word.
不是凭着我们认为的，或者我们看见的传统，我们就叫做爱神。
Not by what we think.Nor the tradition we see, that's not called love God.
乃是必须我们先要熟悉神的话语，明白他的话语。
But first, we need to familiar with His words and understand His words.
我们才能遵行他的命令。
Then we can obey His words.
第二个点，我们碰到每一件事情的时候，我们学会去求问。
And second point is that when each thing we encounter, we have to inquire of Him.
在个人应该是这样。
Should be this way individually.
在教会生活中更应该是这样。
And furthermore so, shall be in church life.
所以教会的负责弟兄们，我们为着神的家，为着神的儿女们做决定的时候。
So for the responsible brothers in church to make a decision for God's house and for His children.
不是大家开会讨论表决，我们就做决定。
It's not that just make a decision through meetings or votes.
弟兄姊妹，乃是我们那一般负责的弟兄姊妹们一同屈膝在主的面前祷告。
But it's that this group of brothers and sisters who are responsible for God's house shall bow down, kneel down to pray after Him.
到主的旨意在我们每一个人里面都清楚，那我们就往前去。
Until God's will is very clear in each one of us, then we move forward.
这个叫做基督在我们中间做王的实际。
And that is the reality of Christ be the king among us.
我们知道为着这个缘故，神许可患难临到大卫来训练他做王。
For this reason, God allowed the difficulties, sufferings to come upon David to train him to be king.
我们要再讲一点啊，什么是基督在人的身上做王呢？
And furthermore, we would like to speak aboutWhat is Christ to be king on people?
到了新约时代，使徒保罗讲到基督是元首，是教会的头。
In the New Testament time, the Apostle Paul says that Christ is the head, is the head of church.
所以身体一切的行动呢，都要在凡事上面让基督居首位。
So all the things body does should let Christ to be the head.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做基督作王。
That is called Christ to be king.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
像我有我的手在这里，对不对？
Such, for example, I have my hand here.
如果我现在口渴了，好，前面有水，我要告诉我的脚说，你去走到那有水的地方。
If I'm thirsty now and there's water ahead of me, I have to tell my legs to walk toward the water.
是不是我的手去叫我的脚走路呢？
Is it that my hand tells my legs to walk?
我也是听一个弟兄讲。我的手很笨的，它不会思想的。
Once I heard a brother say that my hand is very dumb, it does not think.
乃是我那个头下达命令说到那边去，我的脚就动了。
But it's that my head gives the commandment then to go there that my legs move.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做基督作王。
Brothers and sisters, this is called Christ to be king.
今天教会的每一件事情，每一个属基督的人，我们要在凡事上面让基督居首位。
For every little thing in church and everyone who belongs to Christ, we should let Christ be king over all things.
在我们的侍奉中，基督怎样才能被高举，做王掌权呢？
In our service, how can Christ be lifted up to be in rank?
在历代志上第十一章的里面。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 11,
我们看见在第十节以那边记载一件事。
We see that in verse 10 it records.
他说以下记录跟随大卫勇士的首领，就是奋勇帮助他得国，照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话，与以色列人一同立他做王的。
These also are the chief of the mighty men who David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel to make him king according to word of Lord concerning Israel.
这一些大卫的勇士，神记载他们。
God has recorded all those mighty men of David.
就是向我们说明了，基督要在教会中得着那个元首的地位，必须要有一般属他的儿女。像这些勇士一样。
It tells us that in order for Christ to be king, to be the head of church and receive such position, is like that. Just like David, have to have such mighty men.
一个奉主的名聚集的神的儿女们的一个团体。
Has to be a group which gather in His name.
如果要有教会的实际，就是基督身体的实际出现在我们中间。
In order for the reality of church, that is the reality of the body of Christ to appear to us.
就是呢，基督做头，能够指挥我们。
That is Christ to be the head in order to direct us.
但是他不是直接的就指挥每一个弟兄姊妹。
But it's not just directly direct each single brother.
但是在我们中间有一批弟兄姊妹呢，先被主得着。
But it's that a group of brothers and sisters among us first began by Lord.
每一个弟兄姊妹都有这个心智被主得着。
Or each brother and sisters have the heart to be gained by Lord.
我们都像大卫的勇士一样。
Then we're just like the mighty man of David.
每一个人都成为基督大能的勇士。
Each one become the mighty warrior of Christ.
就是把自己从主所得的恩赐能力，我们的时间都用在主身上。
That is to receive what we receive from the Lord. I'll give time and ability to be used unto the Lord.
我们按神的旨意。
And we according to God's will.
体贴神的心意。
To watch for His heart.
好，我们呢，只有一个心意呢，就是要在每一个决定的事情上面高举基督，让他得首位。
Our only heart is that in each decision we lift up Christ to be the head.
所以我们看见在这大卫的勇士里面呢，我举几个人做例子。
So let me give a few examples among the mighty men.
在十一章十六节到十九节。
In chapter 11, verse 16 to 19.
这里记载一件很特别的事情。
Here recorded something very special.
这个故事呢，我在年轻的时候听好些年长的基督徒劝勉我们。
When I was young, I heard many elderly Christians encourage us through the story.
他说我们爱主呢，要效仿这几个勇士一样。
He said that as we love the Lord, we shall be like those few mighty men.
16节到19节，我读一下。
Let me read from verse 16 to 19.
那时大卫在山寨。非利士人的防营在伯利恒。
And David was staying in the hole, and Philistines' garrison was staying at Bethlehem.
大卫可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我喝。
And David longed and said, Oh, that one will give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate.
这三个勇士就闯过非利士人的营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里打水。
And the three broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate.
拿来奉给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在耶和华面前说：“我的神呢、啊？这三个人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般，我断不敢喝。”
And took it and brought it to David, but David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the door, and said, My God forbid in me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy?
这里记载我们看见大卫在逃亡的日子中。
This recorded that during the days when David was fleeing,
啊, 他住在山寨的里面,
he lived in the mountain, the hole.
在这山寨对面呢, 就是伯利恒城。
And across from the hole, there was the city of Bethlehem.
伯利恒城是大卫的家乡,
Bethlehem is David's hometown.
但却被仇敌占据了,
but was already being conquered by the enemy.
可能天气很热,
it might be that one day it was hot.
他看到伯利恒呢, 他就想到他小的时候常常在伯利恒城门的有一口井，他在那里打水喝。
When he saw Bethlehem, then it reminded him when he was young, he often drew water at the gate of Bethlehem from a well.
他可能只是自言自语。
It might be that he was just talking to himself.
他说：“我真巴不得有人呢，到伯利恒城门那个井里面打水。”
He said that I really longed that someone could give me the water out of the well of Bethlehem's gate. But not realized that the three mighty men next to him heard it. Then with the risk of their life, they went through the enemy. It might be that they tried to cover one another.
到了那里啊，立刻打了水。 然后又彼此掩护回来。
And immediately they draw water and cover each other and came back.
大卫拿到那个水啊, 他不是就一饮而尽。
David, when he took the water, he did not drink it.
他心里非常的受感动。
He was so touched in his heart.
他说, 神啊, 这个水好像这三个人的血一样。
He said that God, those water just like the blood of those three men.
是他们用他们的命换来的。
That they have put their lives in jeopardy to get them.
他就把这个水呢献给神，交奠在神的面前。
So he offered this up unto God.
我年轻的时候，有年长弟兄姊妹讲给我们听，这是讲到一个人爱主耶稣。
When I was young, there were elderly brothers and sisters told me that it talks about one loves Lord Jesus.
因为主的爱在我们的里面。
Because the love of Lord within us encourages,
感动我们,
touch us.
所以主并没有要求我们，他只有一个意念。 我们体贴了，我们就顺服他。So
the Lord did not require from us. There was just this thought, then we obey Him.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面，若是每一个人都有这样的爱主的表现，基督就要得做王。Brothers,
sisters, if in church each one shows this way how much they love the Lord, then Christ should be the King.
有时候我们在教会侍奉里面，实在看见有些弟兄姊妹有这样的心愿。
Sometimes we truly see some brothers and sisters have such heart during our service in church.
在他们平常的生活中, 他们学习去尊重主, 顺服主。
In their normal daily life, they learn how to respect the Lord and obey Him.
有人劝他说你可以这样做, 但是他里面不平安, 他不敢做。
Some people might encourage them to do certain way, but because they don't feel peaceful, they don't dare to do so.
举手之劳他就可以解决。 问题的,
it might be easily they can just resolve some issue, but they don't do it. Why is that?
因为他要讨他主的喜悦。
Because he would like to seek after the pleasure
of the Lord. 我讲一个姊妹的见证。
Let me share about a sister's testimony.
她在她工作的环境里面,
in her working environment,
她真是兢兢业业,
she was very fearful.
好像主的话说的啊, 你们做仆人的, 你服侍你的主人的, 要像服侍看不见的主一样。
Just like our Lord said that for servants to serve the master, you should just like you are serving the Lord who you cannot see.
如果你碰到一个好的上司啊, 你这样为他做事, 做得也很痛快, 对不对?
If your boss is good, then if you serve him this way, then you feel happy.
如果你碰见一个不好的上司, 你越做得好, 他给你越多的事情。
But if your boss is not good, then the better you do, then the more work he gives you.
不仅这样, 而且他给你的评语, 给你批评的体无完肤。
Not only that, but his review for you is very bad.
那么这个姊妹就碰到一个这样的环境。
And the sister encounters such environment.
而她这个工作是一个合约的关系, 就是做完她就可以走的。
Her work was based on a contract.
而且她也可以说我不做了，我就可以走了。
And she could also say that I don't want to do it anymore.
她和教会弟兄姊妹交通了，大家都为她打抱不平了。 So
as she shared with brothers and sisters that everyone just felt unfair for her.
甚至呢, 有别的公司要找他，就跟他讲，我们可以帮你想个办法，你就可以出来了。
Or even other companies tell her that we can try to do something for you and you can leave that company.
但是这位姊妹，她到主面前去祷告。
But the sister came to pray before the Lord.
有一天，她忽然得着释放。
One day she suddenly felt set free.
有人问她，你为什么不换工作呢？
Someone,
因为别人在找你去另外一个公司工作。
Someone asked her that why don't you change your job since other people ask you to work for them.
她说我到主面前去祷告。
She said that as I come before the Lord to pray.
主就把但以理三个朋友进火窑的那一幅图画放在我眼前。
Then the Lord put this picture of the three friends of Daniel as they went into the fire.
但以理的三个朋友啊，受到非常的不合理的对待，丢到火窑里面去。
You say that those three friends of Daniel got very unreasonable treatment and being cast into the fire furnace.
结果他们里面呢，从火窑出来的时候，身上一点那个烟硝火燎的味道都没有。
But as they came out from the fire furnace, they did not get burned at all.
他说我知道主对我说话。
She said that I know that Lord spoke to me.
从那一天开始，他去上班，欢欢喜喜的。
Ever since that day on, she was so joyful to go to work.
跟她同事那个上司啊，一点都没有改变。
And her boss actually did not change at all.
弟兄姊妹，但是在这件事情上，这个姊妹做的不是地上的事，她是活在神的跟前。
But our sister did not do an earthly thing. She lived before God.
如果我们每一个人都这样子，我们为着我们的主。
If each one of us do this way, that is for our Lord.
你知道，在教会中，基督做元首，我们聚会会多喜乐。
You know how joyful it will be if to let Christ be the King. That when we gather,
配搭会多快多和谐啊！
And how harmony is our co-working with one another.
我的身体啊，都顺服我的头的指挥，
when,
所以我身体不会伤害自己。
When all the members of my body obey the head direction, then those members shall not hurt ourselves.
但是我们看到有些人呢，他脑受伤了以后，他会不由自主的打自己的。你有没有看过？
But have you seen that when someone's brain got damaged, that without out of his control, he just hit himself?
我见过这样的人。
I have seen this kind of
people. 他们很痛苦啊，为什么他头受伤了，身体不听头的指挥了？
They are in great suffering because the head was damaged and the body no longer listened to the direction.
今天教会里面许多的痛苦，许多的暗流，人与人之间不能交通，是因为我们中间没有基督作王的实际。
Today in church, there are so many difficulties or people cannot fellowship with one another. That is because there is no reality of Christ being king.
因为我们还没有大卫勇士那样对大卫的爱。
Because we do not yet have such love like David's mighty men who loved David.
那么在第十二章讲到另外有一班人在大卫患难中的时候来投奔大卫。
And in chapter 12, it talks about there's another group of people in David's distress. They came to follow David.
我们看见从第十二章第一节一直记载到第二十二节。
We see it's recording verse 1 through 22.
这里有好些一批一批的人，他们到了主大卫的那里。
Several group of people came before David.
这个今天对我们基督徒有什么意义呢？
So what's the meaning for us Christians today?
在大卫的患难也讲到新约时代我们主耶稣基督的苦难。
The distress of David also talks about the sufferings of our Lord Jesus in New Testament.
所以在罗马书第八章里面讲到我们这一般会跟随圣灵的人呢，我们就要与基督一同受苦。
So in Romans chapter 8, it talks about for us who follow the Holy Spirit, we should suffer together with Christ.
他们因着在肉身中跟随基督，就有份于基督的患难。
For because they follow Christ in their flesh, therefore they partake the suffering of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在这患难中，我们就认识我们的主是怎样的一位主。
In such sufferings, then we know how our Lord is.
他们认识了基督那羔羊生命的特性。
And they know the special characteristics of the life of the Lamb, our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道主耶稣啊能够胜过仇敌，是因为他那羔羊的特性。
We know that for our Lord Jesus able to overcome the enemy, that is the characteristics of the Lamb.
在启示录里面告诉我们说，这仇敌像龙一样。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about that the enemy is like a dragon.
啊，是很凶狠的。
It's very scary.
啊，另外呢，我们看见仇敌在地上啊，借着人表现出来的，像兽一样。
Also, we see that enemy on the earth through man is like a beast.
啊，所以今天。 在地上，我们看见人都讲看谁比较有势力。
So that today on earth we see that people look at those who have more
power. 啊，谁声音比较大？
And who have louder voice.
但是羔羊却要胜过他。
But lamb shall overcome them.
那些懂得在肉身中与基督一同受苦的人。
For those people who understand to suffer together with Christ in their flesh.
他们就认识了基督复活的大能。
And they understand the power of resurrection of Christ.
在这个复活的大能里面，我们看见羔羊是配得宝座的。
In this power of resurrection, we see that the Lamb is worthy to receive the throne.
在教会生活的里面，主要每一个人都认识我们的主。
In church life, Lord would like each one of us to understand, to know our Lord.
他给我们许多的恩典。 许多的帮助和怜悯,
he gives us much grace, help, and mercy.
主就是要感动我们的心, 愿意与他一同受苦。
Lord is to, would like to touch our hearts so we are willing to suffer together for him.
在这个苦难中, 啊, 基督被高举作王。
So in such suffering, that Christ is being lifted up to be king.
弟兄姊妹, 在教会的侍奉里面, 有一个意义啊, 侍奉, 就是受苦。
Brothers and sisters, in the service of church, there's a meaning for service, which is to suffer.
我们知道受苦有好多种啊。
We know that there are many different kinds of suffering.
有的要受一点肉身的苦。
Some might suffer in flesh.
肉身的苦还不难。
But it's not that difficult to suffer in flesh.
另外一种的苦啊, 是我们的这个魂里面要受苦。
Another kind of suffering is to suffer in our soul.
好，我们知道这魂里面受苦的强度和难度啊，要比肉身的苦难多了。We
know the strength and the difficulty for to suffer in the soul is so much harder than suffering in flesh.
在魂里面受苦的时候，我们怎么样能够得安息呢？
So how can we find rest when we suffer in the soul?
我们来亲近为我们受死的主。
We shall draw close to the Lord who died for us.
我们看见我们的主, 我们里面就安息了。
When we see our Lord, then we find rest.
看见我们的主, 我们里面呢就高升了。
When we see our Lord, we are being lifted up.
我们里面就自由了。
And we are being set free.
我们里面就满足了。
And we are satisfied.
所以在教会的历史里面产生出许多弟兄姊妹的经历。
So in church history, there are many experiences of brothers and sisters.
这些经历啊，叫产生出诗歌来。
And all those experiences result in the hymns.
我们用的诗歌本里面有一首诗啊。The
hymnary we use, there's a hymn.
这首诗是一个中国基督徒写的。
This hymn is written by a Chinese Christian.
他第一句话说：“我为基督而生。”
The first verse is that I was born for Christ.
受苦与我有益。
And it is beneficial for me to suffer.
我要查一下。 三百。
It's
368.
It says that bear the cross and find glory in shame, but although it's sorrowful, but still joyful.
我们姊妹翻得很好。 这首诗还没有英文翻译。
This hymn does not have an English translation.
我大概两年前呢，我听见一位年长的基督徒，他说他非常喜欢这首诗。
About 2 years ago, I heard an elderly Christian. He said that he really liked this hymn.
这是我女儿告诉我的。
My daughter has told me this.
我就回家唱了，越唱越喜欢。
So I went home and sing it, and the more I sing, I like it.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能说我是为基督而生的？
Brothers and sisters, are you able to say that I was born for Christ?
有的人说我是为这个时刻而生的。
Some people say that I was born for this moment.
啊，这个时刻我得荣耀了，我就是为这个而生的。
At this moment I received glory, therefore I was born for this moment.
但是一个爱神的人不是这样说。
But for someone who loves God, does not say so.
我生在地上的目的是为着基督的。
The purpose for I was born on earth is for Christ.
我们何等需要求主开我们的眼睛呢？
How much more we need the Lord to open our eyes.
如果我们真的能够这样唱了，你的人生就有永远的价值。
If we can really sing this way, then your life has eternal purpose.
不论你在地上活多长，
regardless of how long you live
on earth, 在世人的眼中看你做了什么，
nor how earthly people see what you do.
若是你是为基督而生，弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中看那是有价值的。
But if you were born for Christ, then in God's eyes, you are valuable.
这一个弟兄他说呢，他说苦难使我得益。
And this brother says that to suffer makes me become benefit profitable.
他说背负十字架以入为荣。
He says that to bear the cross, it's glory, although it's shameful.
随忧仍然乐己。
Even though it's sorrowful, but still joyful.
这什么意思呢？告诉我们说，我们外面魂里面很忧虑，但是灵里面非常的喜乐。
What does it mean? It says that although in our soul it's very sorrowful, but in our spirit it's joyful.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历过？
Have you ever had such experience?
我相信很多人有。
I trust that many of you have.
那表示主在你里面有地位。
It means that Lord has position in you.
那也证明说主的爱在你里面没有枉费功夫。
It also testifies that Lord's love in you is not in vain.
在第二节他说
The stanza two says,
他说我愿跟随耶稣
I'm willing to follow Jesus,
乐行他的路程
would like to willingly walk his way,
以弱为能
to find a weakness as my strength,
虽贫犹富
although I'm poor but still rich,
事败实在是得胜。
Although it seems fail, but actually overcome.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅仅是一个眼光的改变。
This is not only the change of eyesight.
而且在他生命里面真的成为一个实际。
By become a reality in his life.
这个叫做基督在这个人身上掌权了。
That is to call that Christ is in reign in this person.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常喜欢讲祝福，因为我们希望人能够信主。
Brothers and sisters, often we like to talk about blessings because we would like people to believe the Lord.
但若是我们只把祝福当作今生我肉体可以享受的，那个叫做祝福，那是非常肤浅的基督徒。
But then it's very shallow if we just see the blessings as something we can enjoy in this life in flesh.
唯有当我们在人看为不可能的情况底下，我们享受属天的喜乐，那个叫做真实的。
Only when in circumstances that people seem impossible, but we can still enjoy the heavenly joy, that is the reality.
因为神在基督里面给我们的那个生命是属天的生命。
Because the life God has given to us in Christ, that is heavenly life.
而这个生命会在我们人生的经历里面显出它的能力和它的美好了。
And this life shall be manifested through our life experience, its power and beauty.
啊，这个是我们看见，啊，在历代志上看见的，让大卫受膏做王的第二班人。
So we see those are the second group of people who make David to be anointed as king.
第三批人呢？
And the third group of people.
在第十二章二十三节到四十节。
From chapter 12, verse 23 to 40.
我来读几处的经文。
Let me read a few places of scripture.
在第十二章第三十二节。
In chapter 12, verse 32.
它记载一个支派的人。
It records a tribe.
他说以撒迦支派有200族长, 都通达实务, 知道以色列人所当行的, 他们族弟兄都听从他们的命令。
And of the children of Issachar, which were men who had understanding of times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at the commandment.
然后38节,
and verse 38.
以上都是能守行伍的战士, 他们都诚心来到希伯伦, 要立大卫做以色列的王。
All these men of war that who keep rank came with perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel.
以色列其余的人也都一心要立大卫做王。
And all the rest of all Israelites were of one heart to make David king.
在这里我们看见呢，基督啊，像大卫一样，能够在神儿女们中间得主首位，必须要有一种的情况。
Here we see that Christ, to be just like David, to be the head over the children, shall have one condition.
就是每一个蒙恩得救的人，好，我们不仅是一个享受恩典的人。
That is for each one who are saved by grace. We are not just someone who enjoy the grace.
我们人人都是承担责任的人。
Each one of us should be able to accept the responsibility.
好，我们讲到在这里讲到承担责任的一种的表现，就是做耶稣基督的精兵。
One manifestation of accepting the responsibility is to be the warrior of Christ.
啊，今天大家都喜欢做 civilian， 不喜欢做 soldier。
Most of us would like to be civilian and not to be like soldiers.
啊，所以我的儿子啊，大学毕业了，他去参加这个 Coast Guard， 很多人都觉得很奇怪。
So when my son, after graduation from college, he went to be a Coast Guard, many people thought strange.
你知道他在 Coast Guard 第一个 assignment 就是 recruit 他的同学来做 Coast Guard.
His first assignment at Coast Guard is to recruit his classmates to be Coast Guard.
他同学都跟他讲说 ，Are you crazy？ 你是不是发狂了？你想要我去跟你一起受苦？我才不干。
All his classmates told him that, Are you crazy? That we don't want to suffer together.
我爸爸妈妈花这么多钱让我们读这么好的大学，将来当然要赚钱了，要享受人生。
Our parents spend so much money for us to go to such good college. Of course, we should earn much money to enjoy our life.
很可能今天很多基督徒信主也是这种态度。
It might be many Christians today after they believe the Lord have same attitude.
很少人问主啊，你救我，你有什么吩咐？
Very few people ask, Lord, as you've saved me, what's your commitment?
好，我们知道在这里，全以色列国这些勇士们，人人都做耶稣的，都做大卫的精兵。
We know that the entire Israel nation, that for all those mighty men, they become the soldier of David.
啊，他们不仅是普通的兵了，是精兵了。
They're actually the choices of soldiers.
Good soldier.
The good soldier.
啊，我们知道有些兵呢是不能打仗的。
We know some soldiers cannot go to war.
我们在台湾呢称那个兵叫做少爷兵。啊，天气热了，觉得营房呢没有冷气。
For those soldiers back in Taiwan, that we say that they are, they don't want to suffer. They might feel when the weather is too hot, and they complain there's no air conditioner.
这种兵呢，出去打仗，敌人最喜欢的，一下就把他吃掉了。And
the enemy loves this kind of soldier.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们真是要永立基督做王了，我们要有一个心智，像当兵的一样。
Brother and sister, today we have to make Christ to be the king. We should have the attitude as soldiers.
有一次我到机场去接一位主的仆人。
When once I went to airport to pick up
an
elderly
brother.
He traveled back from Australia.
到北美来服侍,
to serve to US.
他已经那个时候都80多岁了。
Back then he was already more than 80 years old.
提个小包包。
He just carried a very little suitcase. I asked him how long I'm going to be here for. He said 3 months, but with just one suitcase. For us, we might just have so many different luggages.
弟兄姊妹,
and for some of us, that if we change bed, we cannot fall asleep.
没有用,
It's useless.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要做耶稣基督的精兵,
Brother and sister, we should be the good soldiers of Christ.
这些日子, 这几年来, 我觉得主在这个点上特别教我。
During those recent years, the Lord has specially teaching me in this point.
所以这一次来, 好多弟兄姊妹说, 你又瘦了, 我说不是, 我fit了。
So this time, as I came, many brothers and sisters that you say that you got skinnier, I said, no, I got more fit.
飞几步路就腰痛, back, 我现在不会,
I used to have a lower back pain, just carry a bag, but now I just lift it up right away.
我到我女儿家, 她说, Daddy, 你要不要休息一下? 我说不要, Daddy是当兵的。
When I go to my daughter's home, she asked me, Daddy, do you want to get some rest? I said, no, I'm a soldier.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要有这种心态。
Brothers and sisters, we should have such
attitude. 当主有命令的时候, 我说是。
When Lord commands, I say yes.
我儿子告诉我, 他去 Coast Guard 学的第一件事就说, yes, sir.
My son told me the first thing he learned
in Coast Guard
is say yes, sir, and without asking any questions.
主吩咐他, 他说, 这就是我的天职, 顺服。
If the master, the Lord, command him, he say that this is my perfect vocation, that is to obey.
我们看见, 这是主所要的。
That is what Lord seeks after.
今天教会, 我们希望我们都是少年兵。
Hopefully today, we are not some those soldiers who are afraid to suffer.
那么这些, 不光是这样, 在这里记载, 这以撒家人。
But not only that, here record the children of Issachar.
32节讲, 他们的这些军长、族长都是通达实务, 知道以色列人所当行的。
In verse 32 says that all the chiefs who had understanding of times to know what Israel ought to do.
弟兄姊妹, 这一般人呢, 对于他们的时代是有感觉的。
This group of people have the sense of time back in their time.
今天很多人活在一个环境里面, 对于潮流很有感觉。
Many people live in this nowadays that they have feelings toward trends, but have no feeling toward this.
什么叫潮流又这改成？今天 iPad 又出了一个新的机种，你有没有啊？
What is the feeling of
我们很在乎这个
trendy things that if iPad have a new model, then they ask, do you have it? We still pay attention to those.
这个时代到底到了什么时刻？我们不知道。
But we have no idea what exactly the time is at this generation.
不仅不知道时刻, 我们也不认识, 在这个时刻, 神在他的家中, 在这个世界中要做什么。
Not only not know the time, but we also do not understand what God would like to do at this time period.
弟兄姊妹们, 一个好的基督的精兵, 需要认识神的旨意。
A good soldier of Christ has to understand God's will.
知道这个时代的意义。
To know the meaning of this time.
换句话说, 我们知道现在这个时代, 神在教会中要得着什么。
Also to know at this time of generation, what God would like to gain from church.
比如说在16世纪, 那个时代, 神恢复的是因信称义得救的路。
For example, in 16th century, what God revived back then was the justification by faith, the way of salvation.
17世纪给我们看见, 在欧洲, 神兴起一天敬虔的神的儿女们, 他们弟兄相爱。
And in 17th century, God has raised up a group of people who are godly, and they love, they have brethren love.
18世纪, 在英国, 主兴起了一番, 器皿, 他们讲到, 我们必须要成圣。
And in 18th century, that there was a group of people that God raised up as a vessel. They talk about sanctification.
我们光享受恩典, 但是我们生活行为跟世人没有两样, 这不能够承担神的责任。
Although we receive grace, but if our life is no difference between the worldly people, then we cannot receive God's entrustment.
到了19世纪, 我们看见, 主在欧洲又兴起一般神的儿女们。
Then we see in 19th century, Lord again in Europe, once again raised up his group of people.
他们当时有一个口号, 叫做回到原初。
They had a slogan to go back to beginning.
回到圣经。
Return to the Bible.
回到身体。
And return to the body.
弟兄姊妹, 他们就好好地读圣经。
So brothers and sisters, they really read the Bible.
用神的话语来衡量检视他们的侍奉。
and search their service through God's word.
检视当时他们周围的环境。
Examine all the environment back then.
他们正好要西西家王年间的，重开了圣殿的门，把圣殿里面一切污秽的东西都清除出去了。
Just like King Hezekiah's time, they have opened up the gates of temple and cleaned out all the filthy things in the temple.
所有的守日子啊，穿袍子啊，所有的名分啊，职分，这些制度，通通都出去了。
They have cast out all those keeping of dates or wearing the robes or all the titles.
弟兄姊妹，他们从宗教的败坏里面出来。
They have been delivered out from the filthiness
of religion.
And they enter into the will of God.
他们圣经里面有的，他们说我们不敢没有。
Whatever is in the Bible, they say we do not dare to lack.
圣经里面没有的，我们不敢加上去。
And whatever is not in the Bible, we don't dare to add.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道他们摸到了那个时代神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, we know that they have touched God's heart in that generation.
他们今天主耶稣还没有回来。
And today, Lord Jesus hasn't come back yet.
告诉我们说，主在教会中还有工作要做。
So tells us that God still have more work to do in church. So what are you doing?
你在走历史回头的路吗？
Are you walking backwards?
因为很多人做这个基督教的考古学者。
Many people are archaeologists of the Christianity.
但是对于今天主在我们身上的要求，我们一点都不知道。
But we have no idea what God would like us to do today.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们要做主的精兵。我们要通达事物。
We have to be the good soldiers of Christ and understand time.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me.
在这个时代，在神的家中通达事物的人不多。
There are very few people at this generation at this time who understand God's time.
难怪神的儿女们困苦流离。
So no wonder God's children suffer and wandering around. They don't have home to go.
所以有的人这个聚会飘到那个聚会，过几天又飘到别的地方。
So some people go from different meetings.
我们何等需要认识神的旨意。
How much we should understand God's
will. 不仅如此。
Not only that.
他们知道以色列人所当行的。
And they know what Israelites should go.
就他们知道神给他们的职责。
They know the responsibility God has entrusted.
而且他们愿意去行。
And they're willing to do.
以至于他们成为榜样。
So they become models.
他们的族弟兄都听从他们的命令。
And all their brothers in their tribe listen to them.
换句话说呢，他们呢能够折服别人。
In the other words, they are able to bend others.
能够带领别人。
Able to lead others.
他们是一般有感动力的人。
They are those who are able to motivate others.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要能够有感动力。
Brothers, sisters, today we should be able to motivate others.
不要有这个啊。去征服欲，不要有这个。
We shouldn't try to overcome others.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天很多我们看见神的儿女们之间呢，用这个厉害的话，这都不是真正的带领人的。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we see that among God's children, they use really sharp words. Those are not the way to lead people.
我们知道，历代至上啊，交在那一般被掳归回的人的手中。
You know, in First Chronicles, as the first chronicle is being given to those people returned from captivity.
主得着了尼希米成为一个这样的领袖。
And God has given Nehemiah to become such a leader.
尼希米就是一个有感动力的人。
Nehemiah is someone who's able to motivate.
他实在是一个认识神旨意的人。
He's someone who understands God's will.
他知道那个时代神的家中的需要是什么。
He knows the need at that time of God's
heart. 而且他把那个需要摆在他的心上，成为他里面的负担。
And he put such need to be in his heart, become the burden in his heart.
他就起来告假，回到犹大省了，在那里为耶路撒冷重修神墙。
And he came to tell the king, and then he returned to Judah to build the city wall of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做让基督作王。
Brothers and sisters, that is to let Christ be king.
那么接下来我们看见基督大卫受膏做君王以后呢，他做了四件事情。
Then we see that David, after he was anointed to be king, he did four things.
第一件事，他就是攻取了西安的宝藏，得着了耶路撒冷做京城。
First, he conquered the treasure of Zion and received Jerusalem to be the capital
of the kingdom.
The capital of the kingdom.
第二个, 他就迎约柜进到大卫城。
And second is that he took the Ark of the Covenant back to the city of David.
第三个, 他立意为神建殿。
And the third, that he set his heart to build a temple for God.
第四个, 他强化祭司的侍奉。
And fourth is that he strengthened the ministry of priests.
我想今天晚上若是主许可, 我讲前面两个。
Tonight, if Lord's willing, I would like to share the first two.
我的时间是不是到9点钟?
It's my time till 9.
7点到9点。
From 7 to 9.
我希望我短短的时间把这两个点讲一下。
I hope to briefly talk about those two points.
刚才我们讲到，在摩西的时代呢， 神曾经借着摩西告诉以色列百姓。
We have mentioned that back then in Moses' time that through Moses, God told Israelites.
我一直都住在帐篷的里面。
I always dwell in tents.
但是有一天， 我领你们到了我赐给你们产业之地。
But one day when I bring you to the place that I give you as inheritance,
我要寻找一个地方做我民的居所。
I should find a place where my name could dwell.
那个时候我就要安定下来。
Then at that time,
你们所有我的儿女们可以到那个地方来祷告、来求问、来敬拜。
All of you children of mine can go to that place to pray and to worship.
我们从整本圣经里面，我们看不见神说那个地方就是耶路撒冷。
From the entire Bible, we do not see God says that place is Jerusalem.
但是大卫不知道为什么，他心里面呢有一个感觉。
But David, not knowing why, but he has a feeling.
他一受膏做王了。 他就觉得我需要去取耶路撒冷。As
soon as he became king, he felt that I should conquer Jerusalem.
我们的耶路撒冷的意思就是平安的城。We
know the meaning of Jerusalem means the city of peace.
我们的神是平安的神。Our
God is the God of peace.
他的居所要成为平安的城。His
dwelling place should become the city of peace.
我们不知道为什么大卫会有这样的感觉。
We don't know why David had such feeling.
他就对他的跟从他的勇士们说，谁先上去攻取，为我攻取耶路撒冷。So
he told his mighty men that whoever first overcome Jerusalem,
谁就可以做以色列军队的元帅。Who
can become the chief captain of the army of Israel?
结果他的表弟就是约雅，他就奋勇起来上去攻取了耶路撒冷。
And his cousin Joab went conquered Jerusalem.
我们的耶路撒冷对所有的犹太人来讲是不能忘记的一座城。The
city of Jerusalem to all the Jews is a city that cannot be forgot.
我们知道今天犹太人他们对于神呢有很多不同的看法。We
know Jews today have many different opinions toward God.
最认真的犹太人被称作正统的犹太教的教徒。
Orthodox Jews.
我那天下飞机就看到好几个，都长胡子，戴着高的黑帽子，穿个长大衣，裤子卷一半，一看就知道他们是非常敬虔爱主的、爱神的犹太人。When
I just got out of plane, I saw many of them, and we know that they are the ones very godly who love God.
也有一般呢，是非常自由派、世俗化的犹太人。
And also there's a group of Jews who are very worldly.
但是从大卫为神得着耶路撒冷以后，
But after David gained Jerusalem for God,
犹太人的历史到今天差不多有4000年。
It's about 4,000 years for the Jewish history.
耶路撒冷在每一个犹太人的里面深深地印下了他的印记。
There's a deep impression which is marked deeply in each Jews.
不管是敬虔爱神的正统犹太人，或者是世俗化的犹太人，他们都认为耶路撒冷是我们的首都。Regardless
of the Orthodox Jews or those worldly Jews, but they all know that Jerusalem is their capital.
神的殿应该建在那里。
And the temple of God should be built there.
而且那些爱神的人，他们以 住在耶路撒冷为荣。And
for those who love God, they feel it's honor to live in Jerusalem.
我们认识一位弟兄啊，照着肉身血统，他是犹太人。
We know a brother in his flesh, he's a Jew.
但是他信了耶稣基督。
But he has believed unto Jesus Christ.
我们到以色列政府到今天呢，如果你信了耶稣基督啊，你可以拿到以色列的居民权，但是他不给你公民权。
We know that the government of Israel, once you believe unto Jesus, that you can receive residency in Israel, but not a citizenship.
我们弟兄一知道他的犹太血统以后，他的心愿就是回耶路撒冷去住。
As soon as our brother realized that he has the fleshly, he's a Jew in flesh, he would like to return to live in Jerusalem. Why is that?
因为神拣选耶路撒冷做立他名的居所。
Because God has chosen Jerusalem to be the place where His name dwells.
那是神的家。
That's the house of God.
而且拣选耶路撒冷作为他受高君王设立宝座的地方。
But and also He chose Jerusalem to be the place where the anointed king is strong there.
弟兄姊妹，对今天新约时代我们神的儿女基督徒来讲，这什么意思？
So what's the meaning to us in New Testament time for God's children?
这说出神在基督里为你我定的那永远的不改变的旨意和目的。
It talks about the eternal purpose which never changes and the will that God never changes, which is set in Christ.
丰满的祝福倾倒在他儿女们身上有一个条件。
There's one requirement for his abundance of blessing to be poured down on his children.
就是要你我以他的目的做我们的目的。
That is to have his purpose become our
purpose. 这个我们称作耶路撒冷所代表的。
That is the representation of Jerusalem.
这个一般人称他做，这是英国的主的仆人的斯百克弟兄首先用这个词，叫做神永远的旨意。
The, our brother Spark.First, use this term, God's eternal purpose.
啊，他另外一个称呼叫做神从来不改变的旨意 ，the persistent purpose of God.
And another word is the persistent purpose.
这什么意思？就我们看见人会在神的旨意上面失败。
The meaning is that man might fail on God's will.
会软弱。
Might become weak.
仇敌会来攻击。
Enemy will attack.
会来破坏。
Will destroy.
就好像肉身中。地理上面的耶路撒冷
Just like the fleshly geographical Jerusalem
从大卫得着他建都在那里作为以色列的京城
From the time when David received Jerusalem as the capital of the
有一次我看到一个犹太历史英国的历史学家讲到这一座京城是全世界各国首都啊都没有遭遇这样的苦难的 一座城
Once an English historian said that this city is in the whole world, which is the only city in the whole world which has never suffered so much.
如果我记得不错，这座城照着那一个历史学家讲了，被敌国的军队啊围城攻破了27次。
If I do not remember it wrong, the historians say that this city was besieged and also conquered by the enemy for about 27 times.
为什么会有这些苦难呢?
Why does it have so much
suffering? 因为神的仇敌知道这是神的心意。
Because God's enemy knows that this is God's will.
如果神的心意在这里成全了，仇敌的权势国度就崩溃了。
As soon as God's will is fulfilled here, then all the power of enemy is destroyed.
所以他用尽方法要把这座城呢，把它从地图上面抹去。
So the enemy uses all kind of ways try to remove the city from the map.
Wipe out from the map.
Wipe out from the map.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，但是神从来不放弃。
But brothers and sisters, God never give up.
今天在我们属主的儿女教会弟兄姊妹身上，如果哈。基督在我们身上掌权，在我们中间掌权。啊，教会要以神永远的旨意为我们聚会的目的。
Brothers and sisters, if today that God reigns in us, then church should have His eternal purpose as the purpose of our gathering.
就是我们聚会呢，如果要写宗旨的话，不能低于这个宗旨。
So if we should have the mission for our gathering, then it cannot be lower than this mission.
弟兄姊妹，若是这样子。基督掌权的实际才在我们中间。
Only if this way, then the reality of Christ in reign is become the reality.
换句话说，也唯有基督在我们中间真正的掌权，你我才会以神永远的旨意做我们的目标。
In the other words, only when Christ truly in reign in us, then we can have His purpose become our eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿呢，我简单的这样介绍一下，弟兄姊妹可以更多的去追求。
Hope I, with my brief explanation, then brothers and sisters can seek further.
那么第二件事情，就从历代至上的第十三章到第十七章。
And the second thing was from the chapter 13 in 1 Chronicles to 17, chapter 17.
那里我们到十六章哈、
to six,
到第十六章
16,
大卫呢他去寻找并且迎接约柜进耶路撒冷。
David seek after the Ark of Covenant and receive it back to Jerusalem.
我们知道今天呢人还在寻找约柜。
We know until today, men still seeking after Ark of Covenant.
在旧约时代呢，神的家的中心是在约柜的地位上。
The focal point of God's household back in the Old Testament is the Ark of Covenant.
神家的实际也在约柜的上面。
So is the reality of God's house on the Ark of Covenant.
那说出耶稣基督的见证。把神的同在带到人的中间。
It talks about the testimony of Jesus Christ, which brings the presence of God into man.
大卫在他幼年旷野牧羊的时候，他心里就在思索神的约柜到底在哪里。
When David was still young and shepherding, that he already started to think, where is the Ark of Covenant of God?
什么是约柜呢？
So what is the Ark of Covenant?
就是今天在神的儿女们中间。人能不能看见耶稣基督的表现
？That is among God's children, whether people can see the expression of Christ.
唯有你活出基督，那才叫做见证。
Only when you live out Christ, that is testimony.
所以他从幼年的时候，他就爱神，就关心约柜的下落。
So ever since he was young, he loved God and he cares where the Ark of Covenant is.
所以在所罗门献殿做王献殿的时候，他。有一篇诗，就诗篇一百三十二篇。
So when Solomon offered up the temple, that there was Psalm 132.
他在那里讲到大卫早期为着神的心愿。
He talked about David's heart in his younger days toward God.
啊，他说呢，神啊，求你纪念你仆人大卫所受的一切的苦难。
He says that God, please remember all the sufferings of your servant David.
他说呢。他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。
He says that.
第二节。
How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob.
他说：“我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。”
Until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob.
因为从以利的做士师的年代开始。
So since the time that Eli was a judge back then.
一直到扫罗结束他作王。
Until Saul ended him to be king.
以色列人没有一个人去寻找约柜。
There was no Israelite looking for To try to find where Ark of Covenant was.
我们知道约柜曾经被掳到非利士地，后来回来了就不见了。
We know that the Ark of Covenant was being captive in the land of Philistines.
大家只知道
了，
它被摆在一个树林的里面。
People only knew that it was being put in a forest.
那一片的树林啊，希伯来话叫做这个基列耶林。
And that forest in Hebrews is called Kiriath Jearim.
弟兄姊妹们。但是大卫在幼年的时候，他就关心神的见证。
But when David was still young, he cared about the testimony.
所以当他一做王的时候，他得了大卫城，得了西安。
So as soon as that he became king, he got the city of David.
他立刻就和他的军长和他的众仆人们，众百姓商量了，我们要把约柜找回来。
And immediately he talked with his captain and also all the people that we should find the Ark of Covenant.
我们看见他在寻找约柜、迎接约柜的事上呢，也有很多的学习。
And we see that he had learned much learning about finding the Ark of Covenant and also take it back.
他找到约柜以后，他非常的欢喜。
He was so happy when he found the Ark of Covenant.
他就坐了一个新车。
Then he built a new cart.
而且选了很好的牛来拉这个车。
And find the choices of the ox.
他叫他的军长还有所有的官员祭司都在路上面来护送这个约柜进耶路撒冷。
He asked his captains and also all those governors to be on the way to take to receive the Ark of Covenant back.
我们知道大卫非常的诚心啊。
We know that David was very sincere.
而且非常的尽心的摆上。
And also offer up all his heart.
但是他却不明白神的旨意。
But he did not understand God's will.
因为从摩西的时代开始，神吩咐摩西说，约柜呢要祭司来扛抬。
Because ever since Moses' time that God has commanded that the priest should bear up the Ark of Covenant on their shoulders.
主的见证是借着人肯担这个责任而表现出来的。
The testimony of the Lord is being manifested when man is able to bear such responsibility.
而不是借着人坐的一个车子来运的。
But not carried by the car built by man.
英国的史百克弟兄解释这个车，就是人把基督教变成，把基督的见证变成了一个机构，变成了一个组织。Brother
Spark explained about this car is that man made the testimony of Christ become an organization.
变成了一个。 机构，一个 institution。become
an institution.
弟兄姊妹们，教会呀、啊，是一个是基督的见证，是活的，是这一班人。Brothers
and sisters, the church is the testimony of Christ. It's living. It's a group of people.
大卫呢，他没有去询问祭司，跟他的军长们谈谈的。他们说以前腓力斯人是用牛车拉回来的，所以他就弄了个新车。
David did not inquire of priests, but he only asked his captains, and they told him that back then the Philistines carried the ark with ox.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们爱主，要把对的侍奉归给神。Brothers
and sisters, if we love the Lord, we should offer him with right service.
教会里面每一个人都应该扛抬主耶稣的见证。
Each person in church should bear up the testimony of Christ.
我们在家里面为主做见证。
At home, we testify for the Lord.
刚才我们有年长姊妹讲她家里的生活。
As we have some elderly sisters talk about the life at home.
家里有不信主的这个女婿啊，天天给她摆脸色。
And she has unbelieving son-in-law who show his face to her daily.
我们的老姊妹在家里啊。 为主做见证,
and our elderly sister testified for the Lord at home.
你知道, 主就能够在那个家里面掌权,
then the Lord is able to reign in that house and also give grace.
一个人的组织, 啊, 我们知道今天很多基督教的机构,
and it's not through institutions today. We know that there are so many Christian entities, institutions, organizations.
甚至今天有一些生儿女们的聚集也变成一个组织。Even
some of the gatherings of God's children become an organization institution.
我们有了圣经还不够，还要写一个 bylaw， 还要写一个宪章。And
it's not enough if we just have Bible, but still need to write our bylaw.
这叫我们失去神的见证。
And this makes us lost the testimony of God.
所以大卫在那个点上呢，神教导他。So
in such point, God taught David.
这个牛走到一半呢，牛失前蹄，整个车子就倾覆了。And
halfway, the ox stumbled and the car fell.
旁边的那个祭司乌撒，他也是好心啊，怕约柜掉在地上，他用手去扶。
And Uzzah, out of his good heart, he was afraid the Ark of Covenant fell on the ground, so he used his hand to lift it.
当场神就把他击杀了。
And immediately he was smitten by God.
这个叫大卫非常的痛苦。
And David really felt suffered.
他说这样谁能够迎接约柜呢？
And he said, who can take the Ark of Covenant back?
他就把约柜呢送到了俄别以东家里。
So then he sent the ark to the home of
Obed-Edom.
And for 3 months, God greatly blessed Obed-Edom.
在这个三个月里面，大卫学会了去寻求神。
And during those 3 months, David learned how to inquire God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们会依靠主啊, 常常是自己摔了跟斗以后,
Brothers and sisters, we learn how to inquire after God is after we have fallen and then we start to ask to pray for Him. Is it so with you? I'm this way.
我年轻的时候有一个心愿，主啊，我不会讲道没关系，求你让我会祷告。
When I was young, I have a heart to tell the Lord that it's okay if I cannot share much, but teach me how to pray.
我现在要承认我连祷告也不会。
But now I have to confess that I don't even know how to pray.
因为好多事情我该祷告的，我从来没有去祷告过。
But there are so many things I should pray which I never did.
主就让我失败。
Then the Lord allowed me to fail.
痛苦的失败,
and fail in great
沉痛的失败,
stress. Fail greatly.
到今天我知道, 求问神是一件非常叫神喜悦的事情。
So today I know that to seek after Him is something that He is greatly pleased.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是为主做见证。
Brothers and sisters, that is to testify for the Lord.
别人能够从我们身上看见, 基督在他身上真正是主。
Other people can see through us that Christ on us is truly the Lord.
在这一班弟兄姊妹中间, 主耶稣真是从他们的侍奉中表现出来。
In this group of brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus is truly being manifested through their service.
我今天晚上的交通这么多,
this is what I would like to share up till now. May the Lord bless His words. Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主,
our beloved Lord, we thank you.
主啊, 你教导我们该怎样在父神的跟前服侍。
Lord, you've taught us how to serve before Father's feet.
我们承认照着天性我们都是属地的。
We confess that out of our nature self, we are earthly.
我们都是离开神自己独立的人。
We are very independent who are away from God.
我们需要你的怜悯。
We need your mercy.
我们也感谢你。
And we thank you.
你已经把你自己赐给我们做生命。
You have already given yourself to us to be our life.
在这生命中你教导我们怎样来跟随你。
And in this life you teach us how to follow you.
你教导我们怎样来服侍你。
You teach us how to serve you.
并且怎样来高举你做我们的主，做教会的君王。
And how to lift you up as our Lord to be the King of Church.
主啊, 愿你在这件事上 多多地向我们施怜悯。
Pray that you are so merciful to us on this issue.
好叫我们在地上真能够把神所要的侍奉归给你。
So we can offer up the worship and service which you are pleased unto you.
谢谢你这两天与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us during those 2 days.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Pray that you bless your own words.
将你的话语成全在你儿女们的中间。
Fulfill your words among your children.
我们这样感谢祷告。 奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We give thanks and prayers in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.